you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I wish I could see Ian Bagg and Chris Porter this weekend. I guess I could see Nick Allen this weekend, but I see him every day. You see Nick Allen this Saturday, right, Nick?
Yes. We will be doing an outside show at the Farmhouse Lounge just outside of Weeping Water, Nebraska.
With Richard Reese and Austin Anderson and
John Tan.
Okay. First live show since March, right?
March 10th.
You practicing all week again, or you just listen to old tapes?
I was looking at some set lists, listening to the sets.
Have those guys done a show yet?
I don't think so.
I mean, you've had a microphone since January. Different thing altogether, but you know what a microphone
looks
like.
It's still some sort of like a creative release. I'd be losing my mind without this.
Yeah, and those guys, we know Austin, he lost his mind, so he could go off this Saturday.
He's been farming.
I know, I heard. Yeah.
Successfully?
I don't know. He's like, you know, creating a little spot for himself.
All right.
Well, our pilot buddy is checking in. I kind of like his perspective on the previous discussion we were having.
Yeah, this is a tell. We discussed this off the air again. Yeah, the one with that savage sex with your parents.
He says, I think embracing the struggle.
Well, that was off the air. Sorry.
Is the key to a happy life. Ian Bagg seems to have that attitude. The struggle is what makes good times good. Being comfortable all the time is boring. Getting through a crappy relationship or a crappy job, then finding a great relationship or a great job, that's true happiness. Without the crap, you would not appreciate the good times. Just my opinion.
He's got a new lady, too.
Namaste.
he's got a point.
No, I think he's totally right.
He's got a point.
Totally correct. You don't appreciate the good times unless you go through horrible times, and I'm going through one right now. And you got to find the bright spots in your life. And everybody that loses somebody goes through horrible times, and a lot of you have and will and are going to. And you're right. So I think that's struggling.
But it makes you refocus and appreciate some of the stuff that maybe you would passed over.
Exactly. You do refocus, and you have a little. Your priorities change a little bit.
Yeah, you are.
I know. I have. I told you that in that mass text to you guys last night about my priorities.
You deal with the trauma.
Good luck with that, but they're my priorities.
And you grow as a result
still,
of it.
You know, what?
Well, some people do. Yeah. When you deal with trauma, you grow as a result. Depending upon how you approach it.
One of my things, I'm trying to get rid of toxic people in my life, but I have to read the email.
That's going to be hard.
And the kind of show we do, I still invite toxic people, but I don't know these people personally. I don't hang with them. You know.
You'd set up like a filter or something on your email.
I know, some guy just,
you don't get the ones that say fascist pig.
No, this guy, he's a big listener. He emails all the time, but he was yelling at Will Bowen or us. I don't know.
Probably both.
Yeah, I think it didn't sound like both. Yeah.
Yeah, probably both.
And it's really not low-hanging fruit. I just don't think that college football is that important when kids could die.
No, but it's interesting to see that some people's values.
Right.
Some people value college football more than people's lives.
Yeah, and that some people do, and I think that is the argument.
Yeah.
And I mean if you're on that side of the issue, that's okay. That's you have to live with that. I just don't think it's I mean, I like Penn State football, but they're not going to play. I'm over it the day I heard it.
Yeah,
okay, moving on.
My identity is not wrapped around Arizona State football, so if they're going to skip a season.
I love the Steelers more than anything, but if the NFL stops tomorrow, I'll be bummed.
Then
but you know what?
They're going to skip a season.
I'm also hopeful enough there'll be a vaccine and we'll live a normal life again someday. But I'm not – if it ain't happening now, it ain't happening now. I'm not a doctor. I can't make a vaccine.
Almost 60% of us – are good with the Big Ten postponing collegiate fall sports, including football. About 18% approve or strong. I'm sorry, disapprove or strongly disapprove.
Apparently, we read that we see a lot of those.
And then about 22% don't know.
Well, is that a national thing? Because if you're not a Big Ten fan, you don't even care. If you're a Clemson fan, we're going to play. If you're a Texas fan, we're going to play.
Yeah. You're going to get a different number if you survey the state of Nebraska.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that would be completely different.
Yes. Only.
We're in Iowa, maybe, too.
We're surrounded by the 18%.
Or if you only do the SEC, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that's a nationwide poll, I think it's kind of skewed because the fact is that I don't – if the Big Ten was playing and all of a sudden the SEC for some reason didn't play, it wouldn't bother me. I mean, I just – you know, they canceled a bunch of fall – I mean, all of a sudden college baseball, not as big as college football. I get it. It just stopped. When the pandemic started, everything stopped. So why do we think it's changing now?
It's worse now.
It is worse now.
I mean, locally, this has sparked more outrage than anything throughout this entire thing.
And we knew it would.
Yeah. But I don't understand where the surprise is from. The spring game didn't happen. It's not like anything's better now.
They cut it all down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even disappointed with fans. I expect to be disappointed by dumbass football fan because we am them sometimes. I'm disappointed by the way the Lincoln acted, the school, and the way they're acting.
It's childish.
It's childish. It makes the whole state look bad. And we live in this state for a long time. We represent the state. On the radio, we do, across the country.
They come off like whiners.
Yeah.
I mean, Penn State was disappointed. Ohio State was disappointed.
Ohio State's whining a little bit now, but they want to play two somewhere else.
They didn't come off nearly as whiny.
No.
And that's coming from us.
Yeah. It just came off. And I think that you'll see that in the social media around here for sure.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's a good point, though, Nick. You mentioned that you're a big fan of Husker sports. And the fact is that everything was canceled in the spring. It's not any better now. I mean, you're at heads in this. If you think it is, you're stupid.
Right.
It's not any better now. People are still dying, 1,000 a day.
Well, yeah, and I want to see him play, but if that means, like, not all the kids are going to survive the season, maybe take this year off.
Or have heart problems the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Or if it means this thing stretches out and we, put next season in jeopardy.
Yes. Yes, boys, that scares me.
Let's just everybody sit down. Let's just take the hit now so that we can all get back to whatever normal will be.
And that hit should have
sooner.
Yeah, that hit, I meant to say should and hit, by the way. That's why they came out that way. But that stuff should have happened in June.
That is a contraction.
We should have stayed inside in
June.
Should
hit is contracted.
We should have stayed inside at end of May and all of June, but we didn't.
I was kind of hoping that, after all these revelations and all the cancellations, that people would say, well, maybe we should stop just wishing it away and spitballing ideas and maybe go with the scientists.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be happening.
No, it doesn't.
How about we try the scientist approach once? Because what we're doing now obviously ain't working.
I say the same thing about what's happening in D.C., but that's a whole other issue. But you're right. It's obviously not working.
No. Yeah. Obviously, we need to try
something
different.
Trump administration is not working.
Right. And one option is to listen to doctors and scientists.
That's it.
And do what they say.
Or we're just going to be spinning our wheels through next year.
Because the plan right now is, we'll just sit here and it'll go away. Well, it's not working.
No, it ain't.
Yeah.
That ain't happening.
It'll disappear. People bought into that.
And think it's going to happen.
And if you're out there saying that, with whatever platform you may have.
Well, usually it's Twitter or Facebook, right?
Or
your friends.
Or a press conference in the White House.
Yes, right.
You're just being dangerous and stupid.
That's it.
You're not helping anybody.
No, you're not helping anybody. Ian Bagg had a great line. Because you know what? Republicans and Democrats and Trumpers and non-Trumpers go see Ian Bagg. Well, you can't now.
Yeah.
Because of one side of that issue.
Yeah, and he's not like, we'll just do shows somewhere else.
No.
I want to do a show.
Right.
Yeah. Why can't I do a show? Like, well, because it's super dangerous.
But we'll get an email
pandemic.
On that. This little rap again. Well, the economy and the people and people are tough. Shut up.
Well, the people that made that decision for the Big Ten, you don't think they took that into consideration?
Of course they did.
All their institutions are going to lose a ton of money.
They're all losing a ton of money.
Well, listen to Lou Holtz. They're all just doctors, and they look at it from one point of view. Yeah. Life.
Well, like I said, I was watching, I turned on the Big Ten Network last night just to get some information. They were just showing an old football game, but there was a crawl running. And the crawl was listing each different school in the Big Ten, and a quote from their AD afterwards. And two or three of them, the Minnesota guy, the Penn State guy, and somebody else said, we're not disappointed. We understand the decision to protect the kids, blah, blah, blah. I ain't telling, this ain't a lie. Then all of a sudden Nebraska's name came up. And right after that was Frost, Moose, and the president, whoever that is, all are very disappointed and want to compete. What does that mean? Just say you're disappointed, but we understand the health of the players. We accept the decision.
Yeah.
Let's work it out.
Everybody's dealing with this.
Everybody's dealing with it.
Yeah, we all wish football season would go on as planned, yes. But you know, there's circumstances.
Right.
Beyond our control.
And if anybody involved, coaches, players, fans, whoever, weren't preparing themselves for this for this moment for the last 3 to 5 months, you just had your head in the sand.
Right.
Yeah, if you got blindsided by this, you're not paying attention.
Oh, we got audio of us talking in April about there's not going to be football.
Yeah.
We had audio of us saying that in April. Mm-hmm.
You should have been preparing for this.
Yeah. I don't think they wore a mask.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they can't wrap their heads around why the Big 12 and the SEC is still going to play. There's no guarantee that those games are, that's even going to happen.
It's also territorial too, by the way. It's the South, and by the way, they love football a lot, especially the SEC. The thing about the ACC, they keep talking about as it's just Clemson and Florida State, but the fact is the ACC features Boston College and Pitt and Notre Dame, so they ain't going to want to play. I mean, they're big towns and up north. You know, they're not going to do that.
I know. It didn't make as much news yesterday because they don't play football. But the Big East.
Yeah, they canceled all fall sports.
Canceled all fall sports, and that's basketball.
That's it. Well, there's starting some, in basketball.
Yeah,
no basketball will start till January.
There's some basketball teams in the Big East. They're players.
Highly ranked basketball team called Creighton. No soccer in Creighton. It's just is fall either. Other than that, you know, it's just sad. But you're right, Todd. The people that are angry are the people that don't want to wear masks and still think it's going to go away and it's not a big deal. That's why I unfriended some people about the numbers. The recovery rate's really high. Shut up.
It would be maddening if you thought it was a hoax and that everything's canceled. You're like, why? What's going on?
I know. Maddening.
This isn't real. Well, everything's going away.
And you're mad is what it is. You're mad. I mean, you're mad in the crazy sense.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Was on this date in 1997. You might remember where you were, probably in front of your television when the cartoon South Park debuted on the Comedy Central Network.
97.
Yeah.
These cartoons go on forever because they can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the characters don't age.
They don't age, and these guys come up with new scripts.
Yeah, and South Park is so topical and current that they can go on forever.
Right.
Simon Cowell, when he broke his back, did not fall off an e-bike. He fell off an electric motorcycle.
They're dangerous, too.
Right, there's a big difference.
Electric motorcycles are more like souped-up mopeds, right?
No.
No? Are they more like motorcycles?
Let's see. In this case, let's see. This one will go up to 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
This has been called... Right.
So it's a motorcycle. It's just electric, like cars.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Right. It looked like a street bike. Yeah, so if you drove an electric motorcycle to Sturgis, they would string it up from a tree.
Have you seen the motor on the treadmill yet?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
No.
He's on the treadmill. And the dude goes, dude, it's a 15-minute limit. And he ain't paying attention, man.
I love that one.
The motor is on a treadmill.
I love it. And he like reaches up and turns up the treadmill, and then you hear the and just kicks into the next gear.
The motor creative team had to be high as hell because it's a great campaign.
I'm convinced
it's a great campaign.
Half of the of all these major advertising
young
companies,
creative writers,
they're stoned.
Yes,
the whole creative room is stoned.
Yeah,
that sounds like a good job.
It does.
Or tripping.
Yeah,
because you see some of these commercials, like, who comes up with that?
Right.
I mean, it's brilliant and funny.
Motor's the best, man.
Who comes up with that?
Motor is the product of mushrooms.
I think
that's
you're
right. That's not just stone.
I know, you're
right. That's beyond
high. It's more than that, yeah. A motor of the treadmill at the gym is hilarious. Dude, there's a limit on the, whatever.
Yeah, the advertising industry should be embracing stoners.
Oh, I think they have.
I think they have, yeah.
Oh, I think
they're the commercials we watch.
The marketing industry has never ignored stoners.
Because it's not crusty old white guys that are coming up with those ideas.
By the way, this might be a brain fart. You guys are going to yell right away what this means, but what is Motar advertising?
Geico.
That's it, Geico. Yeah. Duh. I should know that. Because they've been brilliant with the Geicos.
Yeah, their campaigns stick out.
Yeah.
So according to the head of the Iowa Postal Workers Union, mail sorting equipment is being removed from U.S. Postal Service offices.
Heard that from friends of mine. Yes, that's it's out. The guy was hired. This is corruption at its highest level. This is stuff,
Louis DeJoy.
This is stuff you'd hear about in foreign countries.
Right.
They would invade countries and say and protest and on the city and march a leader out. He hired this guy to destroy the post office, and he's doing it right in front of us, and we're not paying attention.
Right in front of us.
And I got a couple of postal workers told me this is the same thing.
Right. They're taking out the mail sorting equipment so that it takes that much longer for you to get your prescription. It takes that much longer for you to get your check.
Right.
It takes that much longer for you to get any number of things, and it takes that much longer for your ballot to get back to the voting office.
Right.
Yeah, I can't remember where.
Yeah, actively destroying it and right in front of our faces.
Actively destroying it right here in front of us.
Right, it's not a big enough story, and it is, but it's not.
Oh, it will be once people start.
Well,
stop
we've mentioned it a couple of times.
No, they'll blame it on Pelosi.
Yeah,
those people, the people waiting for their heart medicine, will blame it on Pelosi.
Yeah, and see why we can't do absentee ballots.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it's going to get home when somebody gets a $35 late charge. Because their credit card check didn't get there in time.
It'll be Schumer's fault. Mm-hmm. You kidding me? They're going to turn on the king? They're not going to turn on the king.
You're right.
You see it.
Are they destroying the equipment, or are they just like
taking
hiding
it out,
until after?
Taking it out, slowing down.
Yeah, what do you do when you take it out?
I got some more in the weeds thing from my postal buddy that they're doing. He is so freaked out about it because he's on the front lines, and he sees what this guy's doing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And the postal workers will get blamed for the deep state stuff as well.
Yeah. What kind of recourse do we have?
I don't know. Surround D.C. with 2 million people until he resigns, but that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No. Well, I think for the voting, you just got to go to – people have to use those drop boxes.
Right.
Or show up in person. I would start waiting in line now if I had to.
Yeah.
AMC Theaters is going to reopen their theaters. They are the world's largest movie theater chain. They're going to reopen more than 100 theaters August the 20th. In order to commemorate its centennial, they are going to be offering movies in 2020 at $19.20 prices. That is 15 cents a ticket.
Well, what movie?
That day. Well, whatever's playing the first day they open.
You got to go inside, though, right?
I think that's where a lot of movies play.
No.
Yeah, but it'll be movies from 1920. It might be a talkie.
Yeah.
They'll be all lined up for the talkie.
I miss the theater. We always joke about not going to the theater, but I really like to go to one now. But I'm not going to until
it's nice to have the option.
Everything would be nice to have the option.
AMC will be requiring all guests to wear masks. They will be lowering theater capacity and upgrading their ventilation systems. NBA is finally will allow players to bring guests into the bubble environment in Orlando. The guest list will open up to players beginning after the first round of the playoffs. The league sent a memo to teams. 4 guests per player can be exceeded for children. Guests can travel on team charters. Following testing, guests will be allowed to attend games.
Man, they were really going off on ESPN about this because a lot of these reporters are saying, what about these so-called friends? Who are they? You know,
there will be strict quarantine protocols for guests before they're allowed inside the bubble, similar to what the players are already going through. Any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions will not be granted access.
Yeah, you can't just get a random hooker to show up. But I think Bomani Jones had a great line yesterday, and they weren't mixing words here. They were saying these dudes are young athletes that have groupies. He goes, there's going to be a hotel for the wives and a hotel for some other girls. He said, he goes, and you'll see some action. And he knows these dudes.
The league gives a hypothetical example of a person that would not be allowed in the bubble. That would be someone known by the player only through social media or an intermediary.
Yeah, which means
these Instagram,
me a whore now.
Other people not allowed inside include agents, trainers, massage and physical therapists, personal chefs, and tattoo artists.
I know that they wanted tattoo artists, I read.
Those people aren't allowed in?
No.
No.
Yes, there could be a wife and a girlfriend doing this quarantine beforehand right next to each other. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It'll happen. They're going to meet.
Yeah.
But the NBA is really pulling it off right now. If they let these people in and one COVID gets in, all that work they've done is over.
Yeah, it seems super risky.
It does.
When do their playoffs start?
Yes.
I think like this week, because I know that the final team's all fighting for the last position are almost done.
Nice.
But
why not just ride it out? You've gone this far. I'm sure these dudes want to see their families and their mistresses.
Yeah, and their mistresses, right?
Yeah, otherwise they
get your rocks off, man.
Bring them in under the cover at night.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So they want to get a handle on it.
This is probably the longest. Think about that. When you're young anyway, even a regular guy gets laid a lot when he's young. Most people do. But these guys are young, single basketball players, or even not just single, married.
They have been stars their entire life.
When's the last time they were not having sex for 6 weeks? Never.
When they were 11?
Let's hope it's a little older than that.
And then AAU kicked in and they were a star.
Right? 11. And when they were 12, they were pulling it. You might be right, Craig. All right.
I hate to be right on that one.
I think you are. There's a Twitter poll up there. Check it out. I think everybody wants to die young and just sit in the couch, right?
That's where it was trending earlier.
That's what I picture comfortable. But I like what our pilot buddy checked in with that. Yeah.
You can't appreciate the good times unless life sucks a lot.
66-33, shorter but comfortable.
All right. Well, that's your opinion, I guess. Ian Bagg joined us, too. Check out his new album, Everybody Wants Some. Available on iTunes, where you find that kind of stuff.
Spotify, Pandora. It's all there. Available right around September 1st.
Also, Los Angeles resident Sean Ganan going to phone the program, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Some point tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow. Wear a mask.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.